think it's very exciting to be witnessing history in the making. I remember when we first found out about Tunisia and about the gentleman who set himself on fire. I think no one expected the events to turn out the way they did. I think what happened in Tunisia was amazing enough, and then what happened in Egypt was just, it was so unexpected, like Maida was saying, because you've had this dictator in power for 30 years oppressing these people, but people were relatively silent, I feel like, but then they have this revolution, and it was, I think what was remarkable about Egypt is that it was generally a very peaceful revolution on the side of the activists and on the side of the protesters. And the only violence that we did see was from the military dictator. And so that's what just really was amazing and inspiring. And then now it's happening in Libya. You have to have a lot of admiration for these people. Like, when we talk about Libya, we're in our little comfort zones here living in the United States. But you have these people protesting against a dictator and literally putting their life on the line. And so I think it's excitement. I think it's inspiration. And I think it's also a little fear and worry for the people who are still trying to fight for their rights.